to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue on in this paradigm, in this construct, in this window of time that people they call it life. But you know, it's listen, we're just here. This is our primary consciousness for a window, but this is not the end all and be all by any means, and we know that, right? Okay, so the fact that we know that, but this is what we have to deal with for a window of time by God's design, or God allowing it. Okay, so let's deal with it. Let's not look for to live as Christ and to die as gain. Okay, but while you're living, to live as Christ. So let's live for Christ. Let's live in Christ. Let's live in oneness with the Holy Spirit of the living God, and let's get on with it. All right. So, just had a conversation with my brother in Christ, Patrick, earlier today, and we were talking about these things practically speaking, you know, because I think there's a lot of theory floating around, there's a lot of people wringing their hands, but practically speaking, in the time that you're in, what can you do? All right? What can you do? Because, you know, we need to translate these things into look, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? Okay, so you hear the word of God, but then now what do you do with it? Well, once you have faith, then that translates into action. It translates into what you do, because what you do is based on your faith. You do based on what you believe. And a lot of people are split because they say they believe something, but in actuality, you see what they believe when the press is put on, when they're put in a difficult situation, when they're put in the actual time and the situation that then requires action, you see what they truly believe. When you're put in the press, do you is your first petition to God, or do you try to pick up your phone to call somebody? Do you ask God for His help and His guidance and His direction, or do you go to people first and make that call first? Do you see what I'm saying? So do you go to the systems of the world? Let's expand this out. And I'm not... Look, it's no fault if you call a friend or something to try to help you out in something. I'm just making this point. Where do you fall back to in your times of trial and tribulation? Because the follower of Christ, we go to God right away. You know, we go to the King of Kings right away to seek our direction, to seek our clarity, to seek His plan and His purpose. So I do believe that it's important for us to translate from not just being hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Not just being people that are trying to figure out, and then, okay, so now how does that translate into action? Okay, well, what are some things that you can do? Okay. Well, one, and we do this every 20 on 20, and if you've been there and you've been part of this, Pray, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray about the things that God puts on your heart. Because you know why? When you pray, that changes everything. That changes things within, because then now you're within your being, you're aligned with God, and those things can shift and change because you change. And you're aligning yourself with the purposes of God, and those things can change. And that does change things without. I mean, we have seen seismic shifts as a result of just praying together. We've combined our faith and we've come before God. But 20 minutes once a month has changed the entire face of the world. Alright? So how about we pray continually? How about we don't break that chain? How about we continue on, and when God quickens us with something, that we pray? We pray in our spirit, we pray tangibly, we go before God in prayer in our prayer closets, we call one another, and we sit down, and after we get done talking, we pray. How about that? Let's do that. So here's a practical thing. Let's pray and let's bring things before God. And let's not try to figure them out in our minds and in our verbal conversations. Sure, let's have those conversations, but let's end it and begin it with prayer. And as we pray, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done, and we invite the presence, the lordship, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ into situations and watch how that changes things. That's one thing that we can do. All right, here's another thing that we can do. Give resources where you can. So, look, if you can pray, that's something you can do. If you've got the means and God's quickened you with the means, give. Give to places that you feel are doing the Lord's work. And look, right now, I am telling you, all of you, don't give here. Okay, don't give to Faith Mix, don't give to Human 2020, give to somewhere else, all right? I am blanketly telling you guys, don't give here, because I want you guys to put into the places where you see and you God is stirring you. And I'm not saying this for anybody to put in anything in these places that you see that I have some connection, but I do say, for your own sake, to give wherever it is that God quickens you to give and however it is that he gives you to give. Because it is true, the word is true, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when you start giving into the things that God has you to give into, there's something that changes. Things flow in that direction. And you know what? I think I've seen there's a lot of people out there that are doing tremendous, tremendous work. Unsung heroes. And you know, they do not have the deep pockets of the world system in the way that the world is set up, means of exchange and resource control and resource sharing. We need to exit that needs to change, you know, and my hope and my prayer is that changes in the not too distant future. But you know, in the time being, this is the thing that people are using. But a lot of these people that are doing really good work, it is important that we support them. It is important that we put into those places where you see that God is doing something. You know, not into the corrupt systems of the world that stand up there and try to siphon off the resources that are there and to make sure that they never reach the people. That's a whole other game of the devil, and that needs to be ended. Okay? But there are places that people that are doing good work, people that are publishing important things that need to go out, people that are ministering to the people that are in need and truly ministering to them. Not because this is their vocation, not because this is their profession, not because this is their career, but it is something that God has led them into and they are really good at what they do. And they need to be supported, they need to be prayed for, and they need to be resourced. And when and where you can, do something to help those people. It'll bless them and it'll bless you. And it'll be part of what you do there will be part of what makes a difference in the right way, in the right direction. So that's something that you can do. You can hear the thunder outside. I believe that God is saying amen to that. All right. You know, and then along those same lines, I think people are starting to realize too the need to support people that are around them. So how that materializes for countries and nation states and cities, that includes buying local and building up your local industries. How does that materialize in your neighborhoods? Make friends with your neighbors as much as possible. Look, if they're Satanists, then forget about them. If they're a worlder, forget about them. But as far as it is, as it pertains to what you can do to be a blessing and help and support to your local community, connect with those people that are around you. You know, buy local. Those are things that you can do that build up your local community. You know, when I was when I was 19, this is a long time ago now. When I was 19 years old, I learned about the money multiplier and the power of that in a local community, the power of that within a state, within a city, within a family. Look, if you guys have never heard about some things historically that have kind of been wiped from history, go and read up on Black Wall Street. It's called Black Wall Street. I learned about some of this stuff when I was out in D.C. and Maryland. There's a community in the U.S. called Black Wall Street. And I'll tell you one thing about that community, and you can go read a bunch of things about it. But one thing about that community was when a dollar would go into that community, it would circulate over 1,000 times within that community before it came back out. It was an extremely powerful, extremely wealthy community within the United States in the early 1900s. I'm not going to tell you what happened there. I'm not going to tell you how that whole thing ended. But what I will tell you is that it was incredible, the financial principles that were put to work there and the power and the impact that those have. And it's also very interesting how those type of things have been kept away from people's understanding to keep people impoverished and to keep wealth away from communities and away from homes and away from households. If you understand some of these principles and how they work, it changes the dynamic of your life. But yeah, support the kingdom and support the people that are around you that are doing kingdom things by praying for them and by giving to those things. Here's another thing you can do. Share information, share content, share videos, share audios. Look, it is important that you get messages out. I know even with people that listen here, you listen, but if something's of value to you, if it truly is of value to you, share it with other people that need to hear it. And share it with the people sometimes that don't need to hear it, but they may not like it, but it's going to help them. Share information with people. Put it out there. Because the world and the enemy is in a war for people's minds and people's perceptions. And it's when the word and the truth reaches people and it cuts through, that breaks that illusion. It breaks that paradigm. It breaks that mind control that the enemy works so hard to create and so hard to keep on top of people. And when somebody points out that the emperor has no clothes, and if you don't know that story, you can go look that one up, but I think most of you that listen here, you know that one. When somebody points out that the emperor has no clothes, it all of a sudden, everybody sees it. And sometimes it just needs to be that voice that needs to reach people. And when that voice reaches people, it changes things. When that voice reaches people, it changes things. And so when you share the messages, when you share the truth, when you get things out to people, if it reaches people at that time where God is also stirring them, that can be the very thing that helps break them out of their mind control and of the place that they're stuck. So share things, share content. This is also why, too, look, the enemy understands that. And that's why content is so heavily censored on so many platforms, on so many of the mainstream, large technology platforms. Content is censored. And if you don't know what that feels like, because you haven't been in the game of putting things out there, it is brutal. And this is why, too, so many of the things that even we put out there, you know, it just goes out in places and chunks of people listen to it in different spots. I mean, overall, it reaches who it's supposed to reach. But the censorship is very, very real. And you know, that's why, too, I like it when people download these and put them up, you know, in different ways. Some people put them up on YouTube and put more pictures and more imagery with it. They'll label it differently. Other times, you know, people just... I've found ways to get around censorship. You know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll download a video and just republish it without any titling. I put up stuff about human trafficking and you know, things that maybe are uncomfortable for people, but people would want to know if they knew it was available. And, you know, it'll reach 1,000 people before the censors show up on YouTube or on Facebook. Just like that, just boom. But if it comes through traditional channels or links, those links get broken, those links get taken down, those links get sidelined, those things get turned back. So, listen, the censorship is real, but at the same time, too, when people put the information out there, they cannot stop it if you just keep persisting to publish information that's real and true. This is why we've published the two-minute gospel so many times. Whenever we put it up there, it reaches people. People share it. It goes out. I would love to see 1 million people come to Christ because they hear that message. Would love to see it. But that's not going to happen because of something that I do. That's going to happen because of something that you guys do. It's going to happen because people that hear the message, it resonates within them and they share it with somebody else. And they share it and they share it and they share it. And somebody hears it and that message hits them in the heart and they turn to Christ and they walk with Him. That's how that happens. The part that we play is to put the message out. But the part that other people play is to share that message. And listen, you don't have to share that specific message, but people do need to know the gospel. So if you don't know, share that link with somebody. Say, hey, what do you think of this? And if you do know, and you've got the words, go share the message straight and direct with somebody and answer their questions and be there for them and pray for them, because people need to know the gospel. But share content, share videos, share audio. Get the information out there in this time. Fight the censorship. Fight the goal of big tech companies that are there, that are designed and are part of the agenda. Break that up. And also, in the middle of that too, listen, look for new platforms. Look for new places that are true to principles of humanity and not technocratic control. And look for those type of places and see if they can work. And if they can work, start using them, start experimenting with them, start trying on them. I've tried on several different things. Some stuff I like, some stuff I didn't. If you don't like it, just drop it and keep moving, because people have a responsibility to put out a good product as well. But share. Get things out there. And just keep moving with that. Where you see it, where you see good initiatives, help good initiatives to get off the ground. You know, when you see something that people are doing and they're doing and they're coming from the right place, the right heart, the right motivation, led by the Spirit, good intention, and they're doing it for the right reasons, help them get off the ground. Find out what people need and do what you can to help them. And even if they don't get back to you, right? Because I know a lot of, listen, and I'm sorry about this for those of you that maybe reached out to us on FaithMix or Human 2020 or different places where I'm involved in humanitarian work, because there's only so much I can do. But, you know, a lot of people have reached out and they're like, what can I do? What can I do? And I get back to people when and where I can. I really do. But I know I've missed a lot in that regard just because I'm one person. And you know, I do have a little bit of support here and there, but there's so much that is floating and flying all the time. But if you see something that's going that is good, help it get off the ground, support it, back it, pray for it, do what you can. Because I do that. I do that when and where I can. And I try to encourage people when and where I can. You know, every time that you help somebody that's doing the right thing for the right reasons in the right place at the right time, every time you help something like that, you're pushing things in the right direction. You're partnering with God, with the kingdom, and what God is doing is His kingdom purposes. Don't just sit there and watch people struggle. You know, do what you can. Even if it's something small, do what you can to help. It's going to make a difference. It's going to give people staying power. It's going to help them move forward. Okay? And you know what? Here's another one. When and where you need to fight. Fight for what's right. Fight for what's true. Listen, when you're on the side of truth, you don't need to back down. You don't need to back down from the lie. You don't need to apologize for what's true and what's real. When and where it's necessary, you need to take a stand. This is scriptural, you guys. I think a lot of people have been dumbed down by this Milky Toast religion and this just completely castrated world system of religion, which they give as a substitute for truth to people that are truth seekers. They say, oh, you want the truth? Well, here, go try this on. And it's bullshit. Sorry, forgive the language there. Listen, go read the scriptures. The people of God did not back down. They spoke the truth when and where they needed to. They spoke the truth when and where they needed to. You know, they spoke the truth to power. They spoke the truth to, you know, in different situations. They let people know what's going on. Jesus called Herod a fox. John the Baptist told Herod, look, it's unlawful for you to be taking your brother's wife. They said things that nobody wanted them to say. People didn't like to hear it. You know, Elijah confronted Ahab. Jezebel did not like him for who he was and what he said and what he did. You know, you go down the list. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, O king, we don't need to be careful in responding to you in this matter. Daniel, listen, these guys, they said what needed to be said. Sometimes they were in positions where they had strength and power behind them. Sometimes they were completely dependent and their lives were on the line for the words that came out of their mouth. But when you follow the King of Kings, you can say what needs to be said. Because you've got that boldness within your spirit, within your system, within your being. And Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit. And when He comes upon you, you're going to have power. And that power is going to give you power to be a witness. You need to be a witness. Some of you out there are asking God for power. For what? God gives you power. Okay, what are you going to do with it? God gives you resources. Okay, what are you going to do with it? God gives you something behind your name. Okay, what are you going to do with it? Well, if you've got all these plans, then why not use what you've got so far? Yeah, I'll tell you a kingdom principle. God doesn't look for what you don't have. All right? He takes what you have and you put it at His feet and He quickens that and empowers that and His Spirit flows through that to do incredible things. And many, many, many times in the scriptures, it can be something very small or seemingly insignificant, and God will take that and use that to do incredible, incredible things. Give you a few small examples of that. Moses and the staff, you know, at the close of 80 years of 40 years of being raised to be a king and a prince and all of that royalty, and then 40 years of being on the backside of the desert to burn the king out of him, and finally this symbol of the one thing that he kind of trusted in, which was, well, at least I can take care of a few sheep, and God says, throw that thing down. And he throws down that staff, and when he picks it up, from that point forward, it's called the rod of God. God used that to do incredible things, but it was no longer him. It was no longer the symbol of his ability, what he trusted in, because he ran away from that when it turned into a serpent. He ran away from that. God, when He picked it back up, it had become something different. Listen, when God breaks you at His feet, when He picks you back up, you become something different. You become something different when you walk with Him. And that little bit that you think you've got, you throw that down at God's feet, and when it gets picked back up, it does the miraculous. God's not concerned with what you don't have. He's concerned with what you do with what you have that you put into His service and into His guidance and into His quickening of His Holy Spirit to do something with. The parable of the talents. One guy gets one guy gets two, one guy gets five. The guy that got five and the guy that got two, they put it to work and they both heard the exact same response. from the master when he got back. Well done, good and faithful servant. You know, it's like they both got the same response. And the guy that got the one, based on his ability, but he buried it in the ground, hid it, afraid. And he put it back on the master. He said, oh, I know you're a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you haven't sown. But really, he was a wicked and a lazy servant. Listen, here's something that's wicked and lazy. He could have planted a grain in that same ground, and it could have produced something. He took something that could have produced on so many different levels, and he buried it all, he squashed it all. Wicked and lazy servant. Take it away from him and give it to the one with the 10. Take it away from him. He's not going to do anything with it anyways. Give it to somebody that's going to do something with it. What are you doing with what God has put in your heart and your life? The little bit that God's put in you, what are you doing with it? Put it at God's feet and let him quicken that. And as you let him quicken it, he can do the most miraculous things. Listen, he set a nation free with a stick and a couple people that were obedient to him. Alright? So if God can do that, what is his limitation when it comes to you? There is no limitation for you at all. There's no limitation for any of us. The enemy tries to get you to think that, because if you think that, he can control you. But if you shake that off of your life, you'll walk in freedom and things will be different. And you know what? Things need to be different right now, because we need you. We need you on the front lines. We need you doing the things of God. We need you engaging. We need you guys in prayer. It is so important right now. So important that the people of God pray. Pray down these wicked people that you see. These wicked people that are being revealed right now. Pray them down. They need to be prayed down. They need to be revealed. They need to be exposed for what they are. Pray. Hand them over to God. Don't let them sit out there and continue to move forward with a satanic agenda. When God has revealed them, pray. Turn them over to God. Don't let them continue on in that. Just do it like this. Father God, you see what's going on there. Lord God, please, in Jesus' name, Lord, we hand these people over to you. Please, Lord God, let their entire demonic, satanic plans be exposed, revealed, removed, and let your kingdom come and your will be done in Jesus' name. As it applies right now in Jesus' name to people like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as it applies to people like Dr. Fauci and that Birx lady and the rest of them, as it applies to evil leadership inside the nation of China and in the World Health Organization, as it applies to them, people that are anti-Christ, anti-human, anti-God, let them be exposed, revealed, and removed in Jesus' name. Amen. How about that for a prayer? How about you join me in that prayer? How about you dial this back and pray it again? Hello. Can we stop pretending like there's any limitation in the people of God? Can we stop believing the lie of the devil? Can we stop allowing for that to percolate in our eyes and our ears and our emotions? Can we please get on with what God is doing? Because listen, all of us are transitioning through this life and through this world. This is not our home. At the same time, the devil's got all of the people of God, not all of them, but a lot of them, just waiting to get out of here and looking for the exit door and not engaging in what God's got for them to do while they're here. So what are we doing here? What are you doing here? If you're just looking for the exit, well, what are you doing while you're here? If God has you to be here right now, and He's not brought you home, then there's some reason for you to be here. So if there's a reason for you to be here, what is it? Can we please engage in that? How about this? Drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com and tell me. Tell us. What is it that God's got you doing here? What's His purpose for you? You don't have to send that email. Just write it. Just write it. Write it for yourself. What is God's purpose for you being here? For you breathing His air, experiencing this paradigm, this incredible thing, by the way, light and dark, all this stuff going on, all this amazing things happening, and we're in the middle of this epic struggle that the entire universe, that all creation is watching and waiting for the revelation of the sons and daughters of the living God to be revealed. We're in the middle of it. What does He have you doing in the middle of that? Sheltering in place, really? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. God's got something incredible for all of us, but you got to be on His page. So, listen, those are a few things. We love you guys, and we pray for you guys. It is important. It is important that the people of God rise up. They need to. They need to engage. So, going to keep praying for you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. God bless you out there. Keep on keeping on. Listen, don't worry about anything that's going on right now. This is not for the people of God to be worried. Jesus gave it to us in the Word. He said, don't worry. So if He said it, that's fine. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you. So don't worry. Alright? But keep your eyes on Christ. Ride the wave. Be aware but not distracted. Alright, we love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.